Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And by the way, Funky Buddha is hosting their annual Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival on Saturday, March 2nd. It is a free all-day event, specialty beer tappings, live music, local vendors, and more. Saturday, March 2nd, you can get all the details at funkybuddha.com. The Maple Bacon Coffee Porter is the beer that put them on the map. Mm-hmm. And the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is their giant celebration every year. And it is a great celebration.
And I will be there, but get there early if you want to talk, because late in the day, I'm not going to be able to communicate.
He's slurring. It'll be Nell.
What happened again? Miss Chick-a-Pay, Waytay in the wind.
How about this question? We were talking in the last segment about Emmanuel Agba is being released by the Dolphins and that they've told Xavien Howard he'll be cut after June 1st. And Solana, you asked us, is he a Dolphins legend, Xavien Howard? Brendan Tobin tweeted out, Xavien Howard, Dolphins Ring of Honor. Yes or no?
No.
Yes. 100% yes.
But you can't say yes to Ring of Honor, but no to me asking if he's a legend.
Yeah, I don't think he's a Dolphins legend, but I think the Ring of Honor, I think he's worthy of the Ring of Honor.
Hawk.
You're not talking about having their number retired. You're talking about the Ring of Honor, which is a much lesser status symbol than legend. The Dolphins legends are Jason Taylor, Larry Zonka, mm-hmm, Zach Thomas, Dan Marino.
Right, all the guys in the Ring of Honor. Got it. Okay. No,
they're all in the Ring of Honor, yes, but so's Kim Bocamper.
Dolphins legend.
Hawk.
That's what I'm saying. It's a much lesser level of service to the team, and Xavien Howard has given you that. He is worthy of the Ring of Honor, without question.
That's what I meant,
Manny,
by the
Fernandez,
way.
John Offerdahl, Zach and JT, Jim Mandage, Jake Scott, Betters, Richmond Webb, Mark Duper, Mark Clayton, Marino, Nat Moore, Don Shula, Dwight Stevenson, Larry Little, Nick Monacani, Paul Warfield. Like, these dudes are Hall of Famers. Zonk, Bob Greasy. Hawk, you cannot tell me that Xavien Howard is supposed to be on that list.
Four-time Pro Bowler, Solana?
Four-time Pro Bowler.
Two-time All-Pro?
One-time All-Pro, one-time second-team All-Pro, led the NFL in interceptions 2 times.
I mean, I'm guessing Sam and Pat are in the Ring of Honor?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Well, if they're not in the Ring of Honor, then I would say no.
Kim Bokamper is not in the Ring of Honor either.
No, Kim's not.
All right. Well, then he doesn't.
But like
go in the
Bob Kuchenberg is.
Cooch.
You know, like
Cooch.
Dick
Cooch
Anderson.
Is a legend, though, man. Cooch won 2 Super Bowls
he
as
did
a
it all
starting
for the Coochie.
Doug Betters, okay. Jake Scott, Bill Stanfield. Like, there are some guys that aren't going to be Hall of Famers that are in the Ring of Honor because they just mean that much to the Dolphins. I don't know if Xavier didn't do enough off the field. I don't know why I feel that way, but I can't see Xavier Howard's name being next to Zach Thomas's name.
Oh, he did a lot. He did a lot off the field. Just not necessarily what
definitely busy.
What the organization wants to put out there. But trust me, Crowder, he did a lot off the field.
I've been at establishments with him at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'm looking. So, yeah, I'm gonna take him out of the Ring of Honor.
Okay.
Now that you've made me aware. But I mean,
he's one of the top 5 cornerbacks to ever put a Dolphin jersey on.
John Offerdahl played for the Dolphins 86 to 93.
That's what I'm saying. It must
9.5 career sacks, 4 interceptions. Like, what's John Offerdahl doing in there? And I like John Offerdahl. He's a friend of ours.
Pooped his pants.
John Offerdahl?
Literally told us on this show that he pooped his pants during a game.
I do remember that.
Yeah. If you're dedicated to the team like that, you should be in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. They should
retire. I'll make the
your
Ring
number.
Of Honor one day.
They should retire your number for the amount of times you peed your pants during a game.
I know. I'm telling you.
All right.
Working,
well, I guess,
working for myself here.
Yeah, I guess if you're not like legend status, you have to be so easily identifiable with the team, such a huge part of it. And Xavier Howard, who's given great service for, what'd you say, 8 seasons, Solana?
Mm-hmm. 8 seasons.
He probably doesn't meet that that level. I'm going to vote on Tobin's poll and tell you where it stands right now. 695 votes. 51% say yes, 48% say no.
But like
one of
90,
like I said, the top he's a top 5 cornerback to ever put a Dolphin helmet on. But I don't think he's a Ring of Honor guy.
Like 90% of the people voting on that poll were born in the 2000s.
Right, 100. No, I get it. But I still, because I don't think he's a legend. But I thought the Ring of Honor was a little more inclusive. But then the names that you just read off, Crowder, it's that's still a pretty significant.
They're legends, yeah. Hawk. I mean, that's what I meant when I was asking you, hey, or is he a legend? Like, is he going in the Ring of Honor? You know, is he going to be honored by the Miami Dolphins? They're not retiring his jersey number, of course. But.
No.
But like, I always put it in this. And Hawk, when we're 10 years from now, we're still doing this show, and you say Miami Dolphins, you're gonna think of Jason, you're gonna think of Zach, you're gonna think of Zonka, you're gonna think of Shula, you're gonna think of those guys. You're not thinking of Xavier Howard 10 years from now,
right? Even Sam and Pat, if you're thinking about cornerbacks or interceptions or
If you say Dolphin cornerbacks of all time, everybody that ever has watched the Dolphins is going to say Sam and Pat. Nobody's saying X. What? And he's just as good as Sam and Pat. X can play ball now. I don't want to take anything away from this young man. That joker can play some damn football, but you're just not putting him up there with the Dolphin legends, the greats that's ever played for the Dolphins.
He's not in the conversation for Hall of Fame career, right? Xavier Howard?
No, X ain't making the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's not making the Ring of Honor then.
If Fred Taylor can't make it, there's no way X is going to make it.
No, no.
I keep this radio going, I might make the Hall of Fame.
I make the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning. That's why I just hope you don't die, Hawk.
Stop. You have a better chance of that than the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That's why I check on you all the time. How you feeling, man? You okay?
Because there's a Dolphins Walk of Fame that I'm reading now, which they unveiled. There's a Walk of Fame in front of Hard Rock Stadium's North Gate by the Joe Robbie statue. How about the Walk of Fame?
After I make it.
I mean, we can't be saying that Xavier Howard was just an average cornerback.
He wasn't.
I mean, he was exemplary. He was, I mean, he was the most feared cornerback in the league for a couple of seasons, no?
Yes, he was.
We're certainly in the conversation.
Like what I said, Hawk, like you can't take away from his football ability, but when you talk about the names that are on the hall, the Ring of Honor or the Walk of Fame, it just doesn't, you don't feel that in your heart for X.
It also doesn't help that none of his teams won anything. Right? Like, had Xavier Howard been the exact same player.
Yes.
Top,
yes.
Best cornerback on the Dolphins, best cornerback, best defensive player for the Dolphins over an 8-year span, which he probably was. And they had won, you know, a division title and gone to the playoffs multiple times. At least at one title game, we'd probably be having a different conversation.
And it's what hurt Jason. Zach Thomas. JT was just a stupid pass rusher. That's why he was first ballot. But to your point, Solana, it's what hurt Zach Thomas. And honestly, it's what's hurting Fred Taylor right now. Getting in the Hall of Fame is that you were so, if you were that good. Speaking of Zach and Freddie and X, if you're that good at football, why is your team so bad? That's the argument.
Someone just forwarded me Xavier Howard's own Instagram post. He has a picture of himself in his Dolphins jersey, hands raised in the air. I'll show you. And he writes, Dolphins legend. He wrote Dolphins legend under his picture. A aqua and orange heart. And then he writes Dolphins legend.
I used to tell girls things all the time that were lies.
Do it in the playoffs, X.
Wow. I don't agree with them, X.
X can play. Hawk, X can play ball.
I had him in the Ring of Honor 2 minutes ago.
I know, but Hawk, he's not a Ring of Honor guy. He's really not. Is X better than Sam and Pat at their prime? I don't think so.
Well, I think Sam Madison and Pat Surtain should be in the Ring of Honor.
And if they're not, there's no chance X is making it if Pat and Sam aren't.
Right,
there.
I agree with that. But they should be in the Ring of Honor.
They should. Especially Sam. Sam came back, coach. Pat came back and coached. Like, they're South Florida guys. I'm personal friends with them. I love them to death. Sam for sure. And I love Pat.
Are you sure he's not in the Ring of Honor?
But Sam should be in there. Sam was a choke you out cornerback.
Sam's in the Dolphins Walk of Fame.
Yeah, I ain't gonna make it.
The problem is you faint by the time you get to the end of that Walk of Fame. It's so damn hot.
I mean, that's a far gate.
Yeah.
Can they just? I just wait. Can they put me in a urinal?
That would my be name funny. That would actually be the most appropriate honor that they could give you. Name a bank of urinals after you. That would be funny as hell.
Crowd of urinals.
So Jalen Ramsey has chimed in on social media. He curses. Bleep, be crazy how stuff plays out sometimes. But one thing I know for sure is that it was an honor. Just reading how he wrote it.
Oh, I got you.
I should read it again.
Bleep be crazy how stuff plays out sometimes, but one thing I know for sure.
I want to give that to DBJ.
Is that it was an honor teaming up with the greatest corner in Miami Dolphins history, in my opinion. And he puts the X emoji and then the lock emoji. And then I won't ever forgive dude for not utilizing our full skill set.
Yeah, that's a shot at Vic Fangio, obviously. 100%.
Yeah. Which Fangio will never read because he is still using a Nokia 800.
One thing for show.
For show.
One thing I know for show.
Oh, show.
Oh, for show.
There you go.
Von Holland has tweeted out the surprised SpongeBob thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's that, Squidward?
That's Squidward.
Yeah, Javon be locked in. Javon's locked into all these moves.
He's been active on – he's been very active on social
very
media.
Active. Yeah. Very active.
He told somebody to eat a Frank. It just – he's interesting on social media.
You know, I'm telling you, now that I think about it, if Sam Addison is in the Dolphins Walk of Fame, there's no question Xavier Howard should be on the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I played with Sam. Yeah, I know the respect I have for Sam. I love Sam to death. Xavier is as good as Sam was.
Yeah.
Period. Like, Xavier could walk out on the number one receiver. There were years where he could walk out on any number one receiver and the quarterback wouldn't look that way. Sam was the same way. They are very comparable at their skill sets.
I'm being told the Miami Heat are going for Xavier Howard's on-field performance during a ceremony one day next season.
You your internet crapped out while you were saying that, which is just so perfect.
Oh, mine did?
Yeah, so perfect. Because I know
what Pat Riley. This Pat Riley's got a hold of my internet.
I know what he was saying. The Miami Heat are going to hold a Dwayne Wade ceremony in honor of Xavier Howard being cut.
Exactly.
I knew it.
They're going to retire Dwayne Wade wearing a number 25 Xavier Howard jersey and then rename a parking lot. And then after that ceremony, they'll announce the next one, which will be for Emmanuel Ogba.
Xavier Howard entrance.
It's crazy, though. His numbers, Crowder, now that you mentioned that, his numbers would be way dumber if he wasn't as good. That's the problem of being a lockdown corner. Right.
That's right. Numbers-wise, it's one of the few positions, the better you are, the worse your numbers are going to get because right. They just don't throw to your side.
He had a league best in 2020, which is his best season. He had already led the league in interceptions in 2018. In 2020, he had a league best 20 pass deflections, 10 interceptions. In 2021, 16 pass deflections, only 5 interceptions, and then 22-23, so last season and this season, 1 interception each year, 12 pass deflections each season. But his numbers probably could have been a lot better in 2021 had they just thrown him the ball.
It's what I've told the story a number of times. When I got to the Dolphins in 05, the starting linebackers were Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, Junior Seau, and my little third-round ass. And I was making tackles, and Zach Thomas had to explain to me, and George Edwards, who's still a coach in this league, one of the best coaches I've ever had in my life, they broke it down to me. They were like, who would you run at? And I was like, what? You have Junior, Zach, and Jason. Who would you run at? I would run at me. That's why you're making these tackles, because they don't respect
right.
you.
Right.
So, yeah, so I had like – I led the team in tackles a couple games, and they brought it to my mind of why they're running at me is because my respect wasn't up. And that's why Zach's going to make that tackle. Jason Jr., they're going to make those tackles. To your point, there was times – I think Richard Sherman, when he was on a run, I think he got one ball thrown at him in like 7 games because why would I go over there where there's another corner the other side? Yep.
All right, let's get headlines. We've gone very long here in this conversation that has taken us through many twists and turns of Xavier Howard's career. But anyway, he will not be a Dolphin next season. Neither will Emmanuel Ogba. Here are your 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour headlines with Alejandro Solana.
So I was waiting for Crowder to come back. I brought you guys some gifts from Italy. Do you want to do that in the next segment? Because I was just going to do it during headlines.
Sure.
You want to do it in the next segment?
Yeah, real quick, because we're not going to have a lot of time in the next segment. That's going to wrap up the show.
All right, this sports update driven by the new
Miami Heat, by the way, honoring Dwayne Wade via Solana's engagement with a ceremony next season. Right after Dwayne Wade Tommy Tighe night, which they'll announce after the next ceremony that they announce for Dwayne Wade.
I mean, the greatest Heat player in the history of the franchise, and Hawk just rips him nonstop.
No, I don't rip him. I find it a little bit funny that the Bulls, they had one ceremony. They retired Michael Jordan's jersey. 12 years later, they unveiled a statue. Two ceremonies, Michael Jordan, a decade apart. Every week, we've got a Dwayne Wade ceremony going on. I don't understand what's going on. The Heat are honoring Dwayne Wade and putting him in the Dolphins Walk of Fame during the Dolphins season. They're just hijacking their ceremonies now.
What you can do when you actually win trophies in this town. You know what I mean? You do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Michael didn't win any trophies. That's a good call.
Yeah. 12 years apart.
You honor someone for their service once, maybe twice. Mm-hmm. How long it took Orlando to get the Shaq. Every week we have a Dwayne Wade night circled on the calendar.
But what's your issue here? I mean, they retired his jersey. One ceremony after, you know, an entire season's worth of praise for him. And then they had to bring him back to honor him getting into the Hall of Fame, Hawk. I mean, they had to. How could you not? And then now they're going to unveil a statue next year. I mean, that's just...
But it's every ceremony they announce another ceremony is coming up. They named the street in front of the arena. I mean, what are we doing?
We love Wade.
Mm-hmm. We do. But we don't have to have a ceremony every week to show it. Do you renew your vows every week?
Tell my wife I love her.
Tell her you love her. That's great. Pat Riley, send him a text. Should have sent him a text when you were over at Hassan Whiteside's house.
Wouldn't have to do all this nonsense,
Pat, if you sent him a text instead of running everybody over to Sam Whiteside's house at midnight. Dwayne Wade's sitting at the door. He's waiting.
Gave Whiteside $100 million.
Keeps calling the front gate. You sure no one's here for 361 Maple? No one's showed up yet, huh? All right. kept calling the gatehouse. Bring. It's Wow again, 321 Maple.
It's Wow.
No Patrick. No Patrick at the door.
No. Sure. Pat, Andy.
Big guy.
Eric. Maybe just Coach. Anyone show up named Coach? No?
No, Uptown Dale? No. Just send him back.
Wade's on his golf cart.
Ring! Security. It's a man named Ron Rothstein with some chocolates. What? No! Ron Rothstein is here. He's got a box of Russell Stover chocolates. All right, let him go. No, he's already left.
He dropped him. He dropped him at the gate. Mr. Wade, can you come pick him up? Y'all leave my friend alone.
All right, yeah, send him back. Oh, no, he's gone. But if you come sign for these.
He got to walk over in his lead knees, his feet hurting.
Meanwhile, Pat and Andy are knocking on Hassan's door, but he doesn't hear them because he's playing video games. He's got his headphones.
Video games with big giant headphones.
150 million, Hassan. 150 million.
They rent a hot air balloon to fly by his window and try to get noticed.
Oh, y'all ain't worth a damn. Y'all ain't worth a damn. He chose Whiteside. Yeah, he's the future.
Retired last week, Crowder. You saw that?
Man, he was retired years ago. He retired after we paid him. He just still had jerseys on. We paid him, he retired.
So, Xavier Howard.
He want to honor Dwayne Wade. They should have him. They should do some night where it's the night that they showed up at Hassan Whiteside's house at midnight. They should do some sort of party at the Kaseya Center.
To apologize to him.
Yeah, bad choice night.
My bad, Wade.
Yeah.
My bad night for Dwayne Wade at the Kaseya Center. To Hassan Whiteside.
Bring. It's Dwayne in 321 Maple. I took a dip in the pool for 10 minutes. Anyone show up? No one's here. There's absolutely no one here. You're saying that there's no one, there's no one, even like some sort of pizza delivery driver? No, there's no one here. There's been absolutely no activity at this gate.
So Whiteside's house is surrounded. Zoe's there. UD's there.
Mark Cuban's there. Everyone's there.
Mark Keith is there with a bad back. Hassan! We're going to give you 100 million. He's playing Mario Brothers.
You guys are wrong, man. It's a legend, Dwayne Wade.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
He picked up his chocolates.
Coach Tony ate four of them on the way there.
Mr. Wade, there's a Tony Fiorentino here. He's got a Bubba Gump shrimp company card, gift card at Bayside. Says you'll enjoy this.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to take these. Dwayne knows I like cherries. I'm going to take these four.
So the Dolphins have released Emmanuel Ogba today, and Xavier Howard has been told that reportedly he will be released by the team as well.
All right.
The Heat are at the Pelicans tonight. As we discussed, Jimmy Butler will play. Heroes a game-time decision. Rozier and Jay Rich traveled but are out. First of a 4 West Coast trip for the Miami Heat to end this month. 8 p.m. tip-off tonight.
First of a
four West Coast trip.
I don't know. Canes Hoops. They host Georgia Tech tomorrow, 4 p.m. Marlins begin spring training tomorrow, 105 versus the Cardinals. Canes baseball tonight versus LIU, 7 p.m. from the light. Opens up a 3-game series. Canes women's basketball plays Sunday at Clemson, 2 p.m. And Inter Miami. They're at LA Galaxy Sunday, 8:30 p.m. your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. One more segment to go for the week. That'll be next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take care, brush your hair.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And a reminder again, Funky Buddha is hosting their annual Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival Saturday, March 2nd. And you can get all the details at funkybuddha.com. We laughed a lot in the last segment. I was not expecting the Xavier Howard conversation to end up in a visualization of Dwayne Wade calling the guard gate and finding out Ron Rothstein left some Russell Stover's chocolates for him. But beauty of this show, you never really know where it's going to head.
Give you chocolates. Give what one you, side 25 a year.
What do you have, Solana? Solana was off for a week. He was in Italy. He got engaged to his lovely girlfriend, now fiance. And Solana mentioned in the last segment that he brought back a couple of gifts from Italy.
Buonasera, gentlemen.
And to you, too.
What does that mean?
So
I didn't bring you guys anything from New York.
We're fine. Nobody wants a rat.
All right.
I want to talk about your trip to New York, by the way, because I have some bones.
It was weird, wasn't it, Solana?
Yeah, it was just odd. It was odd? It was very odd.
Like, you were traveling with Chris Whittingham. Uh-huh.
You guys
and your
don't
wife.
Travel with Whittingham?
Your wife was the third wheel. Yeah. It was very weird, bro.
Wait a second. You guys don't bring your favorite text partners on your trips?
It was extremely weird, your trip.
So, Crowder, I know how much you like fettuccine Alfredo. So, mm-hmm. I brought you fettuccine.
Wow.
From Italy. So you can make homemade fettuccine Alfredo.
That is thoughtful. I thought I was gonna make fun of you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a good looking pack of fettuccine.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Wasted then, luggage space.
Hawk, I brought you macaroni. Since you love macaroni and cheese.
I thought it was gonna be spaghetti and meatballs. Did you have any spaghetti and meatballs in Italy?
I did not. I had meatballs. And I had spaghetti, but I never had spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, so you didn't have the traditional Italian dish while you were there.
Okay. And then
let me see the macaroni. That's a very nice gift.
Those are big macaronis.
Yeah, I like them.
Thank you.
What? That's how you like them.
Yeah, big.
What?
Very nice. Thank you.
What did you say to me?
And as you'll see on the packaging, it's authentic because it even says it in English, pasta Italiano. So you'll know it's not purchased at the airport at duty free, I promise.
Yeah, I thought it was going to have a little airplane logo on it. This is the finest Eastern Airlines pasta available.
He got it from the airport.
And then Jimmy, don't think I forgot about you, bud. I brought Jimmy limoncello since he's a big-time alcoholic.
Oh, that's delicious.
And those go great with a cigarette, Jimmy.
Oh, and I brought you a couple heaters as well, Jimmy. Authentic Italian.
Thank you, Salada.
A couple of Lucy's, or as they call them in Italy, Lucy's.
Unfiltered. Unfiltered, Jimmy. We won't even need a filter.
Look at that.
That is some nice stuff, Solana.
Limoncello.
Nice.
It is, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll see you, Wine Crowder, in like 4 months, next time you guys are in studio. So
Yeah. September, October, somewhere around there.
When Dolphin season
starts. We're going to be in studio for sure. I mean, listen, we're going to be in studio. I'm going to be in studio next week. But on March 7th, Thursday, March 7th, Ryan Sense, the owner of Funky Buddha, is going to join us in studio for an hour, and we're going to do a little tasting.
Hmm.
Of what?
Funky Buddha. Woo-hoo. All I can tell you.
We can drink.
We're going to do a little tasting. Oh. All I can tell you.
I'm going to get toe up.
All right. Anything else, Solana? Thank you very much for our gifts from Italy, and congratulations on your engagement.
Grazie.
And again, if you want to see the pictures of Solana's engagement, Alex M. Solana on Instagram. They look great.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I told Hawk I didn't sleep for the first two nights in Italy. I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't. I was shaking.
You were just staring at, like, did you go in the bathroom and look at the ring and just like contemplate? I did the same thing. Once I had the ring, like, I couldn't sleep when I had the ring in my possession.
Oh, I've had the ring for like 3 months. This was all well planned out for months, and I thought I would be good. Like, I had no qualms about it. And then you get to, you know, the days leading up to it. I'm in Italy. I'm drunk every night. I've eaten enough prosciutto to knock me out for a couple hours, and I just couldn't sleep. Zero sleep.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to me the night before Whittingham got there. I was so excited, and I didn't know what to do. Like, do I want to, you know, and I couldn't sleep. And then he got there. We went to the NBA store. We had the time of our life. All right, let me talk about Palmetto Ford before we get out of here. Palmetto Ford of Miami, family owned and operated since 1966. Palmetto Ford, I was so looking forward to you guys discovering the Whittingham pictures. Why I never told you that he was going to be there for the weekend. Because that was the payoff for me, was you just scrolling through a picture that I'm posting. For those who might not know, so my wife and I would go to New York, and Chris Whittingham has moved. He didn't share this with anyone, but he moved to Connecticut. He took a job with CBS Golasso, and he lives now in the Northeast, and he's just getting his feet wet. And so on Saturday, when we were up there, he took the train from Connecticut to New York City, which was about a 45-minute train ride, and saw a show with us and had dinner with us, slept with us. We did a little threesome, and then he went back on the train the next day. Palmetto Ford of Miami, family owned and operated since 1966. Palmetto Ford, whatever you're looking for, Explorer, Edge, F-150, F-250, F-750, they got it. Whatever truck you need, they got it. I'm talking pickup, landscape, dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks. If it exists, they got it. And what sets them apart is they got it in stock on the lot and ready for delivery. So it doesn't matter if you need two vans or 40 vans, they got it. It's no wonder Palmetto Ford is constantly acquiring more inventory with that nationally recognized buying team they have. Take it from me. Cut out the middleman. Get it straight from the source. Palmetto Ford. They know trucks, and yeah, they got it. All right, we got to go. Dan Day is coming up next. Solana will be back on the air at 6:45 with a little preheat, and then you'll get some Heat Pelicans basketball tonight on this very radio station. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat, go Panthers, go Canes, go Marlins. We will speak with you el lunes.
Don't die on us, Hawk.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.